all of these patients are a priority. I want to get them back as soon as possible. So next one is a patient by the name of Ruby Simpson. R-U-B-Y-S-I-M-P-S-O-N, dated for 12-9-2026. No, 2025, of course. Yeah, 12, sorry. That's correct. And her date of birth is 2/23/1938. Patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. Did I say 12-9-25? Yeah. Patient is currently in her 13th benefit period from 11-6-2025 to 1-4-2026. My plan is to share the results of face-to-face with the hospice medical director, period. Ms. Ruby, as people call her, is an 87-year-old woman who's on hospice with history of Alzheimer's dementia. Patient eating less. Patient has had weight loss. Caretaker thinks at least 5 to 10 pounds. The MAC was at 20 centimeters. She's sleeping 14 to 16 hours a day now. She also has a history of dementia, protein, calorie malnutrition related to decreased appetite, dysphagia, chronic aspiration, hypertensive heart disease, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, and age-related age-related debility, period. Patient is at 40% PPS, and her FASD score is at 7D. Patient's ADL dependency, weight loss, decreased appetite, bowel and bladder incontinence, excessive sleeping is all related to decline both functionally and mentally related to her Alzheimer's dementia, period. Patient has very little appetite, eating about 20-30% of the meals. So FASD score is 7B as in boy. The weight loss is deemed unavoidable, period. Patient's vital signs today were as follow. O2 side 94% on room air, pulse is 88, blood pressure was 140 over 85, period. Patient requires turning every 2 hours to keep it from developing decubitus ulcer over her bony prominences, period. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So, I have 38 years.